This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Inn with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Okay, okay, okay. Whistle. It's your girl, Chin Weezy. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Lioness Den. This is officially a PSA. A public spiritual announcement. I know I said I would see y'all a month from the last podcast, but Spirit checked in with a very incredible message today that needed to be shared via the podcast. Typically, I would do a PSA on Twitter. I would do like a thread. However, it just needs to be done on the podcast because there's a different way that the message needs to be delivered that can't really be delivered in writing, but it needs to be spoken because it is not me speaking as we spoke about last time we were together. However, if you would like to see some of those written epiphanies, some of those PSAs that are Twitter appropriate, please follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB, ChinweYBB. Be on the lookout for Songs Don't Lie 2 this Friday, October 16th, available on all streaming platforms, and you'll get a preview of that later on in the show. So, what are we talking about today? Today, we are talking about ego death transformation. I'm really getting transformation heavy. Tell you about the numbers that I've been seeing, the spirit animals. A lot has been happening, and we're going to talk about it. So, buckle up, and let's get into it.
The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com.
All right, so what we is talking about today is ego death. It's just looking at me on the page, y'all. As you can see, this thing jumping out at me, okay? And the message came about because I am a Virgo sun, and you know, our sun is our ego. It's what we portray to the world. And it's also, in my opinion, I'm not 1,000% sure. I'm just speaking intuitively. That is my disclaimer for everything henceforth. Intuitive, okay? I am receiving messages. I am giving them to you. I am just literally the vessel. I'm just the messenger. Hashtag, I'm just the messenger. So the ego is what we are sitting here to work on, okay? Because it's the things that we are supposed to shed. It's the things that we are supposed to, get healing from also because, you know, with the ego being represented by the sun, and the sun in tarot also deals with, like, healing energy, okay? So it's something we're supposed to shine the light on and heal and resolve and really balance out and come to terms with, you know, as far as this lifetime is concerned. So with this ego death that I feel we're all experiencing, okay, we're all going through a transformation. Now, last week when I was on my walk, I seen something said to just look up at the clouds. And I looked up at the clouds and it looked like a unicorn. Well, first it looked like somebody was giving the finger. And I'm like, why is the horse? It looked like a horse, and the horse looked like it was giving a finger. And then as the clouds moved, it looked like a unicorn. And cloud movement is so fascinating because it doesn't look like they're moving as fast as they're moving. But you literally look back like 3 seconds later, and whatever you just saw is no longer there. And I kind of feel like that's like what the transformations occurring in our life are like. It's like if you stare at it long enough, you'll realize that's not just what I was looking at. And if you look away and look back for even just a second, there will be lots of changes, but it may not feel like there's a change. But when you look away and you look back, you will realize, wow, a lot of change has occurred. I hope that makes sense. Like I said, I'm just channeling here. So, transformation. Now, the biggest transformation I think we're undergoing individually as well as collectively is the slave mentality. Now, y'all, I was accosted on Twitter, okay? Now, going into this new, if you looked at my last PSA, I was talking about how, what did I talk about on Twitter? I was talking about how on 1010, there was a major shift, okay? On October the 10th, there was a major level up, and there was, which is the message that I received from looking at the clouds and that walk that day. There was a major level up. From there, the karmic clock has reset. Oh God, the karmic clock has reset. So whereas it may have taken 15 years for something to come back to you, it's now instantaneous. Okay, so watch what you say, watch what you think, most importantly, because those beliefs becomes things, becomes real. Our thoughts become real, okay? Our thoughts manifest our reality. What's happening in our subconscious manifests our reality, which is why the biggest transformation is this slave mentality, okay? So I was accosted on Twitter because I said something that wasn't very nice. Well, the first half of it was nice. The second half of it was unnecessary. And so I got a lot of backlash. And my feelings, my ego was really, really, really hurt. But I was able to work through it. Mute some people on Twitter. Okay, mute some certain settings on Twitter. And I was able to connect with Dr. King. Madiba, aka Nelson Mandela, as well as the Arcturus star system came to me. The Arcturians, we talk about the Sirians a lot on this channel because that's who I resonate with. I identify with this channel. Look at me, this podcast. But the Arcturians are also coming to us because this is a season of really making sure we're doing everything from a place of love, not a place of lack. Okay, so when I made that tweet, I thought I was just, you know, coming how I come. But you can't just say things any old kind of way. You can tell a truth, you can stand up for yourself without degrading someone else. And that is the whole message, is what is your intentions? We know the number one rule in spirituality is your intention. What intent are you coming from? What type of energy are you calling on when you're doing your tarot or you're doing your readings or your channeling or your mediumships? What type of energy are you calling on? That's what's most important. So the Arcturians are coming through to remind us they're very loving, 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 I don't want to call them species, very loving energy, very loving entities. And so they're coming through to remind us to do everything from a place of love. Otherwise, because the karmic clock has reset, you will receive instant karma. Now, this is great because you can transmute it. We are alchemists. We transmute. We take that. We love on it. And we let it go. And they're telling me right now to give you some gems. Let me find it in my notebook. On transmuting. Okay. So this is from Sirius, okay? This is a Sirius star life hack. I'm giving you a gem right now on how to transmute pain, how to transmute an ego bruise. Number one, you acknowledge the pain. You acknowledge this sucked. Number two, you tap on that pain. Check out Nick Ortner's Tapping Solutions, okay? You tap, tap, tap. Look it up on YouTube. If you don't know what EFT is, you need to go find out. And I can never remember what EFT stands for. Something frequency tapping, energy frequency tapping, maybe emotional frequency. I don't know. You need to go find out how to tap. Tap, tap, tap. Number one, acknowledge the pain. Two, tap on the pain. Move that energy. Get that grief out. Number three, grieve. Grieve that loss. Grieve that bruised ego, okay? Number four, sit with it. Sit with it. Think about it. Think about what happened. After you're able to release that energy, then you can focus. You can think about what happened from a different type of perspective. Number five, write about it. Write about it, write about it, write about it. Write about it so you can get clarity. Writing brings about a different type of clarity. Number six, laugh. Laugh. You're going to write through it. You're going to laugh. You're going to talk out loud. You're going to laugh. Number seven, send back love to the situation. And number eight, funnel that into some sort of creative work. Okay? So if you do with this karma, because karma is coming back so fast, okay? If you put out something ugly, you're going to get it back real quick. Okay? And when that happens, it's just a lesson that we need to learn. Okay, I learned. I need to think before I speak. I need to think before I type. I can't just be out here saying all types of stuff silly-nilly-willy. I know better. Okay, we're coming into a stage of knowing better. That's what the transformation is, knowing better. But because you know better, because you're able to alchemize so quickly and transmute lower vibrational situations and energy so quickly, that means that you can also create just as fast. You are a magician. You are a unicorn. You can create just as fast. And that's what that transformation is doing. Okay? So it's bringing all of this stuff to the light. Now, what are we bringing to the light? And I'm going to get into why that slave mentality matters, okay? It's because I got checked on my spirituality. Now, our ego is going to tell us that I'm black, I've always been black, and I'm always be black, and all my people's been black. But the reality of the matter is soul knows no color. The reality of the matter is your soul has been many different genders, creeds, colors, and a bunch of different lifetimes. And it's hard to see that. And it's hard to see where we have this social constructs. We have these beliefs about ourselves that we have embedded into our DNA for centuries. In addition to the social constructs that we've picked up in this lifetime. Hashtag fuck your social construct. Okay? That's what we're doing. We're saying fuck your social construct. Say it with me. Fuck your social construct. Fuck your social construct. One more time. Fuck your social construct. That is our incantation. It don't even rhyme. It's just an affirmation today. Fuck your social construct. The social construct is a slave mentality. All people of all creeds have been enslaved at one point. If every soul has been every color, has been in every place, we have all been enslaved and we all suffer from slave mentality. What is slave mentality? Slave mentality is lack. Slave mentality says, I got to get the crumbs instead of going to the head and getting the billions that I deserve. Slave mentality is saying money changes people and we should be afraid of money. Slave mentality says when you get money, people going to want money from you. Slave mentality says you can't have a plan A. You need to have a backup plan and a C plan because your plan A ain't good enough. It might not work out. That's slave mentality. Lack. Poverty. Not good enough. Today, on October the 13th, because 13 represents death and transformation, come on, somebody. It represents Scorpio energy going deep within to uncover the truth. And we are debunking the myth that slave mentality is. Today is the day. Now, if you're really ready, if you really, 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 really ready, to be abundant, to be wealthy, to live luxuriously, unapologetically, guilt-free, then keep on listening because we're going to do it. We're doing it on the other side of this commercial break. We'll be right back, y'all.
I think I drank too much and I took it too far.
Okay, so it wasn't necessarily a commercial break. It was just a music break. That is Simple Things, beat by DJ Chop-A-Lot. Shout out to DJ Chop-A-Lot. Available this Friday, October the 16th, baby. Is that Friday? It's Tuesday, 1452. Yeah. Available Friday, October 16th. That is the New Moon in Libra, Songs Don't Lie 2. Available on every streaming platform, YouTube, SoundCloud. Is it on SoundCloud? No, this is not on SoundCloud. It's everywhere else, though, okay? It will be on SoundCloud, but it's not on SoundCloud this time around. So, oh, child, y'all, I'm sleepy again, okay? Every time I get sleepy, I know that there is a huge download coming in. So, let's get back into this second half. Now, I said, oh, just a brief mention, the whole reason why the Arcturian Star Council was brought up is because their gateway is open from October 15th. Through the 19th. So like how Sirius comes to us in August, is particularly with 8-8. Arcturus comes to us October 15th through the 19th, and they're all about love, okay? So any questions that you have about love, relationship, how to love, loving yourself, operating from this place of love, unconditional love, a more playful state, a more laughable state, not taking the world so seriously, not taking this game of life so seriously, calling your Arcturus Star Council, and they want to help you with that. They wanted me to plug that, so there you go. Now, we got Moses coming through as well. He came to me last week, so I guess this is the Starseed Corner with Sirius coming through, Moses. Something about conjuring, something about Libra. Moses really wants you to get balanced. Moses wants you to be set free from that slave mentality. Aha. Thank you, Moses. Moses wants us to get set free from that slave mentality. And you know, when he got into the wilderness, a lot of people wanted to turn around and go back because it was too difficult. And so that might be where you are right now. Hey, in your spiritual journey, it might be a little rough. The winds might have picked up. Okay. The seas might have got a little choppy. But you are an ascended master. And that's why I think I was supposed to play Simple Things, because it's got that 333. When I was finishing recording it, it was 333. Letting you know that you're an ascended master, like Moses, like Jesus, like Saint Germain, like Lady Portia. You are an ascended master. That's why you're the unicorn. That's why you're the conjurer. That's why you can alchemize. That's why you can turn water to wine. And you have the ability to manifest quickly, luxuriously, and stealthily. Okay? Now, how do you go about doing that? Well, this transformation is occurring in the mind, okay? So I'm speaking quickly because I don't know, something needs to come out. So I'm trying to find it, and they're trying to lead me to it. So I'm sorry if I'm speaking quickly. You might need to run this back. How to make this transformation, how to transform from the workhorse to the unicorn. Okay, we are relieving that slave mentality that you working for breadcrumbs, you slave for breadcrumbs. And that's how you determine your worth, right? When you're on the auction block, how much can you work? How much can you produce? That's all your worth. And we all have that. We all have that, especially if you live in a capitalist society. You definitely have that social construct of I'm only worth what I can produce. And how long, the wind's picking up, come on now, how long I can produce for. When I can no longer produce, they took me out back like a dead horse, like I'm a horse, and they shoot me. When I fall down and I break my leg, they shoot me and replace me with another one. Why? Because they've been breeding me all along. I've been training other people to take my place. Okay? So, in order to make this transformation, you got to make space. You have to make space. The only way to bring in this new way, this new ability to manifest the life that you want quickly, is to make space. Are y'all taking notes? Not mental notes. I need you to write this down. You have to make space. The reason why you are manifesting breadcrumbs is because you only have space for breadcrumbs. The reason you haven't manifested luxury and abundance the way you want, the way you deserve, is because you don't have space for it. And this is all in the mental. You can feel it with your heart. You have this knowing with your spirit that there's more out there for you, but your mind is blocking you because you can't conceive it. The ego is about all that we can see. And yes, it's trying to protect you. So what does it do? It results to what it sees. It results to what it has already experienced. We got to make space in the mind. Okay? Why? I've already explained why. How? Ask. You receive is 133 right now, y'all. I cannot make this shit up. You receive not because you ask not. Ask the ancestors. Ask your spirit guides. Ask the archangels. I'm getting Archangel Michael right now. Archangel Michael and Archangel Raziel. Archangel Michael wants to come through with that sword of clarity. He wants to come through with that sword of mental clarity. And Archangel Raziel, once you get the clarity, once you make the space for the clarity, Archangel Raziel can show you where these things originate from. But you ain't even got to do all that. Why? I'm going to tell you. Archangel Raziel is here, y'all. What's up? Which is very heavy Virgo energy. That hermit mode. Going within, which is also heavy scorpionic energy. Going deep, deep, deep within. Finding out what's been stuck in your veins. Okay? Also, scorpionic energy I channel. Scorpios have a way with word. That energy has a way with words. So what words, can y'all hear the wind howling? Okay, what words have you ingested, have you processed, have you taken on as yours? Fuck your social constructs. Say it three times. Fuck your social constructs. Fuck your social constructs. Fuck your social constructs. Do you understand? Fuck your social constructs. What have you taken on that is yours that is not yours? I'm going to tell you what it is. Slave mentality. We're going to talk through it right now. You need to write through it. When you get off this podcast, I'm talking you through it. You need to write through it. And you need to let yourself know we don't operate in a slave mentality anymore. Moses said, "Let my people go." So not only is this internal, this is also external. Yesterday, I dealt with some internal work around the fact that I don't trust myself. That's why I don't really believe that I could live luxuriously and abundantly, because I don't trust myself with money, just like I don't trust myself with love. Love is a whole nother podcast. And when I figure that shit out, I will come back and tell y'all. But right now, money is what we're talking about. It's all about self-worth. This is a big block. Love and money is this two sides of the same coin. It's about your worth. What are you worth? Relationships should be easy. Your relationship with money should be easy. Relationships should be easy. They should be six of coins. They should be equal, give and take. They should be minimum effort equals maximum results, as my sensei would say. So we have a collective slave mentality, and we're here right now to erase it. All that stuff we talked about in the first half. What you learned about money. Money changes people. Say it again. Money changes people. Too much money. You lose your morals. All those myths. How do you even know that? Do you know anybody that got a whole bunch of money and changed? Personally. Or is it hearsay? Is it just gossip? You know how I know you don't know anybody that's become a millionaire or billionaire? Because your mind can't conceive it. So you don't actually know what happens when that happens. You just know to be afraid of it because deep down you feel like it's not possible. So instead of dealing with the fact that it's, why don't I believe it's possible and why can't it be possible for me? You just say, well, that's bad because somebody told you that. No, it stops here. It stops now. It stops today. Now, Mercury is in retrograde. We also have the new moon coming up in Libra. We're not going to talk about that because we talked about that in the previous podcast. Go check it out. I don't even know the name of it. Just go listen to the last podcast. We went over the celestial transits for the month. Okay. Right now I'm being led to focus more so on Mercury retrograde. Okay. This is from October 13th, today. death and transformation until November 3rd. It's going through what? Scorpio, and is transiting backwards into Libra. Unearthing, going deep, deep into the subconscious. Mercury is all about that mind. Virgo, Gemini, ruled by Mercury, all about that mind. Are you going back and forth in your mind, Gemini? Are you going back and forth in your mind, Virgo? I'm talking to my Virgos and my Geminis. I'm really talking to my Virgos. This is a message for my Virgos specifically. But anybody can use this information because what? We're all collective. So where in the mind do you have these backwards, since Mercury appears to be going backwards in retrograde, where do you have these backwards ass ways of thinking? Where did you get them from? Deal with them. Deal with them. Why are my levels dropping? Can y'all hear me? I'm sorry. Deal with them on your level. Deal with them on the collective level. I've already told you what the collective level is. What is your internal level? What is your relationship with money? What did you see growing up? What did people tell you about your relationship with money? Oh, you're not good with money. Oh, you can't be trusted. And people don't mean harm. They don't mean any harm. But there were words. Excuse the, okay. Maybe that was a confirmation, the way that music just came on right there, y'all. That's confirmation. There were words that were spoken to you that killed you on the inside, that told you that you aren't worthy of a luxurious life. Baby, let me tell you something. It's enough abundance out here for everybody. Just because you're a millionaire, you're a billionaire, you're a trillionaire, you're a quadrillionaire, you're an octillionaire, okay, octillionaires. Speaking of which, if you also a way to open up, how to ask. Now, I say you got to ask. This is the last point I think I'm going to make because it's very important. It's a good note to end on. How to ask ancestor money, y'all. Ancestor money. Ancestor money. Please go and watch Conjure Queen's video on YouTube about ancestor money. She breaks down how to do it. I'm not going to do it on this podcast. I think I mentioned this in the last podcast. If you didn't do it, here's your reminder. Ask. Talk to your ancestors. Give them some money so they can give you some energy, some clarity, some wisdom that they've been trying to give you. All these people coming to me, Dr. King, Moses, Arcturus, Sirius, S comes from when I'm outside burning my ancestor money. You can make your own ancestor money. If you have a checkbook, use your checks. You don't have to order any from Etsy if you don't have it. I think I said this last time. I'm saying it again. This is the Virgo mama coming out now. I ain't gonna tell y'all again. Burn your ancestor money. Ask your questions. Ask for clarity. Ask for help. They will come to you. It's a 24-hour turnaround. Sometimes not even 24 hours. That's like on a long day, okay? They faster than Amazon Prime, honey. So burn your ancestor money. That's how you ask for clarity. And once you get the clarity, follow through. Follow through. Okay, you got the information. Follow. Now act. That's where the divine masculine, that's where Archangel Michael is coming through. Archangel Michael wants you to act during this season. I know you tired. Get you some rest. We've been doing it in our household, getting us some rest, going to sleep in the bed by 10. We might not be asleep at 10, in the bed at 10, winding down 9:45, sleep by 11. My mom said the growth hormone is found between 10 p.m. and 12 a.m. That's where the fountain of youth lies. She said people out here getting injected with the growth hormone. 10 p.m. and 12 a.m. Get you some rest so that the next day when you're tired, you know it's a download coming in. So you can process this information. It's a lot of information coming to you. The veil is parting. The veil is parting. What is the veil? The veil is your ego. And it's shedding, it's parting, and it's leaving you with the magic. It's leaving you with the unicorn. You're taking off, that workhorse impression, that workhorse suit that you've been walking around with, that sheep suit. You are the wolf. You are the individual. You are the leader. These things are trying to shed. They're trying to make room. You gotta make room. Do you a detox? I've been on a detox for the past 2 days. I probably only do it for 3 or 4 days. But sometimes that's all you need. These are instructions I got on Sunday. Listen and abide. Okay, I'm doing a detox. I really am. I'm doing the Ayurveda thing. I did it earlier in May. I'm doing it again now because I had some kachari left over. let me get this book so y'all know who it is. I'm doing the Colorado cleanse. Now, the long one is about 2 weeks, but I'm only doing it for 3 days. Okay, they said I only really need to do it for 3, maybe 4 days. Maybe on the fourth day, I'll just do fruit and something like that. I'm not sure about the fourth day, but this is my second day. I'm only doing it for 3 days because I had some kachari left over. My mom made some ghee. The Colorado Cleanse by Dr. John Douillard, D-O-U-I-L-L-A-R-D. Dr. John Douillard. I think that's how you say it. The Colorado Cleanse. Look it up. Do you a cleanse? Or if you just have any other cleanse that you do, do that. Also, I'm being advised to tell you to take it easy on your body. Okay, there's a lot of energetic changes happening, so your body might feel tired. Take it easy, Virgo. Talking to me now. Take it easy. Take it easy, Virgo. Don't stress yourself. Don't overwork yourself. But also, if you have that momentum, use it. But you gotta know, like my brother said, you gotta know when to take a break. Listen to those babies, okay? My brother be dropping gems, okay? I heard Roseology today say generational gems. Listen to those babies, okay? Also, with that new moon coming up, you might want to do you some potion. With that scorpionic energy being a water sign, you might want to do you a water potion. You can go to Consciousness Evolution Journey, Consciousness Evolution Journey on YouTube. She has a video on how to do the potions. Put your crystals in it, let it bathe in the new moon, set your intention, sleep with them under your pillow, go and watch her stuff. Work with water, spiritual baths. A spiritual bath is a spiritual bath. If you don't have a bathtub, you just have a shower stall, or you don't like taking baths, a spiritual bath is a spiritual bath if you say it is. If you got one candle or no candle, it's all about your intentions. Water itself is spiritual. You don't need a whole bunch of stuff, okay? If you got Epsom salt and all that, great. If you don't, set the intention, this is a spiritual bath, and it is a spiritual bath. It's as simple as that, okay? Are there any other messages? I think I touched on everything. Mercury retrograde, October 13th through November 3rd. This is an opportunity to rewire your subconscious. While your mind is slowed down, this is an opportunity to go in there, Scorpio, and bring about balance. By the time it ends in Libra, you should have balance. Incantations. They're telling me you guys need an incantation. Okay, the one I was saying yesterday was I trust, in love and money, I trust myself because I know that health is wealth. In love and money, I trust myself because I know that health is wealth. In love and money, I trust myself because I know that health is wealth. In love and money, I trust myself because I know that health is wealth. Health is wealth. Healthy relationships. Healthy relationship with money. Healthy relationship with yourself. Healthy relationship with food. Healthy relationships. That's where your wealth lies. Healthy relationship with your mind, your thoughts, your beliefs. Health is wealth in every aspect, okay? So I think that's it. I hope that was helpful. email me, cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB, C-H-I-N-W-E-Y-B-B. Check out my YouTube channel, Chinwe Cook. Check out the Angel Tarot Messages, which is also a YouTube channel. And I'm going to remind y'all to download Songs Don't Lie 2. That song's with a Z. And there's a picture of Lucy, my baby Lucy. Animals might be coming to you at this time. Look, that's a dog reminding you to be playful and lighthearted, okay? Playful and lightheartedness. And I'm going to leave y'all with that. And I'm going to play another song from Songs Don't Lie 2. It's called Roll With You. All right? And, yeah, make sure you eat your water, drink your vegetables, and be safe in these streets. I love you. See you on the other side. Weezy out.
Rock with you, just wanna roll with you. There ain't nothing we can't do, so can I roll with you? It was just like deja vu, the day that you came through, and you high in my view, and now I'm brand new.
I just love to fall in love with you all over again. When we fuss, we make amends, and then we love it again. We've been walking through the fire, holding hands, and I'm done trying to explain, cause I know they won't understand.
We on a new plane, me and my boo, don't be worried about.
You know, been holding down. Got the whole imprint.